生命记第七章里面讲到绝对的一个原则。
In chapter 7 of a book of Deuteronomy, talk about an absolute principle here.
就是信与不信的人不能同负一轭。
That the believers and the unbelievers cannot be yoked together.
这不仅仅单单讲到这个结婚男与女的关系的这个结婚上面。
It's not only talking about the marriage between the man and the woman.
那么还有在一个事工上面的时候。
It's also talking about the sacred works.
要做一项事工的时候。
When you're doing the ministry work.
记得我们921去做赈灾的工作。
So on September 21st, the church did the work of helping the people who were in the disastrous area.
我是512的这一个四川的赈灾的工作。
On May 21st, where they had in China the disaster, earthquake.
我们都很清楚，虽然是一个救灾的工作。
Even though it's the work of helping out in people in disaster area.
是为了要荣耀神，还是要让人看见？
Is it really to glorify the Lord, or is this for people to see us?
重点是要把神的荣耀给发明起来。
The main point is actually to exalt the glory of God.
所以我们每一次的这个行动的时候都有三年的计划。
So every time we have such action, it takes 3 years of planning.
当我们做到第三年、第二年底、第三年的时候。
In the second year and the third year of our actions.
因为在同一个地区。
It's the same region.
所以他们都会有一种看见。
So they actually see us.
为什么大家都走了你们还来？
So they ask why you still continue to come even though people already left.
日久见人心。
Because time will show the people's heart.
所以当我们要跟一些人做联合的时候。
So when we are to be connected with our people.
我们要知道是不是荣耀神。
We need to make sure that we are glorifying the Lord.
是不是讨神的喜悦。
Is it pleasing to God?
如果没有荣耀神也不讨神的喜悦。
So if it's not to glorify God, it does not please God.
却让大家皆大欢喜的时候。
Yet please people.
请问该不该做？
Let me ask you, is that something we should do or not?
不该做。
No, we should not.
生命记第七章的一个绝对的原则。
This is a absolute principle in chapter 7 Deuteronomy.
这个事情很难。
But this is a difficult thing.
你看到扫罗王他为什么没有等候到这个撒母耳来献祭？
You saw how Saul did not wait until Samuel came.
我们也以为可以说啊，这个因为这个百姓的原因。
You can see that he said because the people that he did that.
表示着百姓的群众力量大不大
？So you can see how great is the strength of the people.
如果你不献祭
，If you don't sacrifice，
可能我们不拥戴你为王了。
Then they would not regard him as king.
啊，献祭是不是好事啊
？It's a good thing to make sacrifices.
献祭是好事
It's a good thing to make offering
但是不是该你献
But it's your turn to offer
在什么时间
At what time
什么地点
At what location
我们在生命记里面就会读到
So we see this in Deuteronomy 7
所以当我们看到生命记第八章的时候
So when we read Deuteronomy chapter 8
神你要纪念耶和华神在旷野引导你这40年
Do not forget the Lord led you 40 years in the desert
是要苦练你试验你
It's to test you
要知道你肯守他的诫命不肯
So whether you willing to obey his commands
要知道是让我们知道
To let us know
不是让神知道
It's not to let God know
所以我们可以明白到神这一个的用意是让我们知道原来我们的信仰
So he does this so that we can understand our own faith
第九章的时候我们看到我们能够承受这应许。
In chapter 9, we can receive this promise.
绝对是神的恩典。
It's absolutely because of God's grace.
不是我们的义。
It's not because of our righteousness.
所以你如果看到整个生命记。
So you see the whole book of Deuteronomy.
你可以看到原来神的救赎计划早就在生命记里面讲出来。
That God's redemption and his plans already mentioned in the book of Deuteronomy.
你能够承受这地为应许。
You can receive this land as promise.
并不是你比别人家正直
Not because you're more upright than other people
乃是因为神守约是慈爱
Because of God's faithfulness and his love
并且因为他们的恶达到耶和华的面前
Also because their wickedness has reached to the rich God
第十章里面呢给我们看到说一个会死去的 这一个祭司。
So in chapter 10 talks about the priest that died.
第十章第六节我们看到一个死掉的祭司。
In chapter 10 verse 6 talks about a priest that died.
告诉我们有一个不死的祭司。
And telling us on the other hand there's a priest that does not die.
祭司在人里面是接续的。
So in men the priests are successive.
在神的救赎里头祭司是当时神跟人之间的中保。
So at that time in redemption, the priest is a mediator between men and God.
但现在有耶稣基督成为我们永远的大祭司。
But now we have Jesus Christ as our high priest.
第十章里面就告诉我们说有一个救赎的临到。
So chapter 10 tells us about the redemption that has come to us.
知道了这个先知书的时候告诉我们说要跟我们立定新约。
So in the book of prophet tells us that he's going to set a new covenant with us.
表示呢这个立定新约里面在十一章里面给我们看到要遵守耶和华所吩咐的。
So in this new covenant, it tells us that we need to obey what God commands.
我们一起来读十一章二十二节到二十三节。
Let's read chapter 11, 22 to 23.
第十一章二十二节到二十三节。
Verse 22 to 23.
二三请。
If you carefully observe all these commands I'm giving you to follow, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to hold fast to him, then the Lord will drive out all these nations before you, and will dispose these nations larger and stronger than you.
表示呢，我们在得到的应许的时候，
meaning that when we receive this promise,
我们会碰到很强大的仇敌。
You know, we will run into very strong enemies.
这个强大的仇敌，
This is a strong enemy.
你们也要得他们的地。
You also receive their land.
并不因为困难，
It's not because of problem.
而我们就不做了。
That we don't do.
表示呢，我们要怎么呢？先留心耶和华的话语。
But we first must carefully observe his commands.
遵守他的诫命，爱耶和华你们的神。
And follow his obey his commands and love your God.
行他的道，专依靠他。
And walk in his ways and trust in him.
这里面告诉我们说，我们能够得这下这样的一个地。
And we'll receive this land.
有时候我们为什么感觉到说，他们进去到那个地方的时候，为什么没有把那一些人完全赶出去？
Sometimes when we read, we feel like why they didn't drive out these people.
你就发现到，我没有完全赶出去以后呢，那一些人就成为他们的基建，成为他们的网罗。
And because they did not drive them out, they become their traps and snares.
这表示呢，我们如果呢，这个奉献不完全的时候，
So when our offering is not complete,
还保有这一些自己的时候，那一些自己常常就会扩大。
Then if we still have some self-remain selfishness in ourselves, then this will enlarge.
一个小小的私欲扩大的时候，就变成罪。
Then this sinful and desires when it grows up it becomes sin
罪一长成就生出什么死来
so when sin is mature it gives a death to death
也就什么牢牢把我们绑住了
so this is what binds us
这罪就把我们捆绑住了
so sin binds us
啊，除非我们这个老我怎么样钉死在十字架上
unless our old selves is crucified on the cross
这些呢会让我们的罪缠绕我们
so otherwise the sinWill entangle us.
这一个是因为我们缺少一个完全奉献的心。
It's because we don't have a fully committed, sacrificial heart.
遵循神道路的时候，我们看到以色列都保有一手。
So when we walk in His way, you can see that the Israelites kept some behind.
留下一手在那个地方。
And left something behind.
当然神知道。
Of course, God knows.
神是全能的神。
God is Almighty.
我们心中想什么他都知道
What we think in our heart he knows too
当你还没祷告出来的时候他已经知道你的内心是什么
Before you even pray he knows what's in your heart
所以方言的祷告
So when you pray in tongues
以及悟性的祷告
And to pray with your mind
千万不能成为一种报告
It cannot be some kind of reporting
因为当你还没祷告的时候
Because before you even pray
神早就知道你的动机是什么
He already knows your motive
所以我们如何在神的面前能够隐藏呢
So how can we hide before God?
我们面对神在祷告的时候我们是毫无隐藏
So when we face God to pray there's nothing hidden
但是宗教的仪式教导我们好像神是隔着一层纱一样
But the teachings of the religions makes it as if there is a veil that between us and God.
以色列人献祭照样的献祭。
The Israelites continue to make offerings.
反正神喜欢这个嘛。
They said that God loved this.
我已经有做到神所交代的。
I already did what God commanded.
所以当我们看到祭司跟这个文士跟法利赛人。
So when we see the priests and scribes and the Pharisees,
他们对于圣经的知识相当丰富的时候，
that their knowledge of the Bible is very rich,
却遵照能够使他得到荣耀的那一些律法，
and they are able to receive the glory from the laws,
或是宗教行为，
or all the actions in the religion,
做那一些他自己认为可以得蒙神喜悦的宗教行为。
They did things that they thought they could receive glory from God by the things in the religion.
结果我们发现什么？
But what did we discover?
当博士去问这一个文士跟法利赛人的时候，他们说：“哦，弥赛亚他必怎么样？生在伯利恒。”
So when the wise men asked the teachers, they told them that the Jesus would be born in Bethlehem.
问题他们知道，不知道他们没有跟着去怎么样去寻找那弥赛亚。
That born in Bethlehem, obviously they didn't go seek the Messiah.
祭司长该亚法他知道弥赛亚要为全人类钉死在十字架，死在十字架上。
The high priest Caiaphas, he knew that Jesus had to be crucified and die for the nation.
但是他那么懂圣经知识的人，竟然把耶稣基督给钉十字架。
Such a man who knew so much about the Bible, yet he crucified Jesus.
这一个就是十一章里面告诉我们，我们应该缺少的是那一个完全奉献、完全遵行、完全依靠的心。
So chapter 11 tells us what we lack is that complete devotion and sacrifice.
对，十一章这么样讲的时候，十二章告诉我们，献祭你要小心。
That's right. In chapter 12, when we sacrifice, we must.
十二章十三节告诉我们什么？你要谨慎。
So chapter 12, verse 13.It tells us to be careful.
不可在你所看重的各处献燔祭。
Not to sacrifice your burnt offerings anywhere you please.
所以献燔祭是神看重，不是你看重。
So when you make burnt offering, it's what pleases God, not what pleases you.
献燔祭是神叫你怎么献，不是你想要怎么献。
Make your burnt offering is how God teaches you.Makes you to offer, not how you want to offer.
十四节很清楚告诉我们。
So verse 14 tells clearly.
在哪里献燔祭是耶和华所命定的。
Offer them only at the place the Lord will choose.
谁该献是耶和华所定的。
And even who offers is commanded by the Lord.
要行我一切所吩咐的。
Observe everything that I command you.
表示呢，这一个道路里面呢是不容。偏差的。
So in other words, in this path, there is no turning to the left or
right. 这里面告诉我们恩赐、职分，我们在什么样的位份上，我们要做什么样子的事情。
So it tells us in our gifts and our ministry, this is how we should follow.
但在那个位份上要做这样位份的事情。
So whatever position you are in, you need to do the work of the.
基督徒的热心。
And but the zeal of the Christian.
以及在生活里面大自然的环境。给我们产生的那种热衷。
So in the zeal of a living daily.
跟我个人兴趣的爱好。
And their personal pleasures.
常常怎么样？给神找麻烦。
Often give God trouble.
因为呢，有这样子的事情，我比较喜欢在这样子一个工作上面。
Because they feel like they like to do this more and please themselves more.
所以就没有办法真正的在献燔祭上。遵照神的意思而行。
So in their burnt offering, they are not able to please God according to what God wants.
当摩西写这个生命记的时候，就是他经历过。
When God, and Moses wrote the Deuteronomy, he experienced.
这个是第二次的宣达。
Don't forget, this is a redeclaration.
第一次宣达完以后。
The first time he declared.
四十年旷野的这个经历。
And through 40 years of experience in the desert.
给摩西知道神律法的重要性。
Mean that Moses realized importance of the laws.
及百姓顽梗悖逆的那个心。
And also the heart of the people that are stubborn and rebellious.
因此他在写生命记的时候。
So when he wrote the book of Deuteronomy.
就分成三个部分。
He divided into three sections.
第一个部分就是历史的回顾。
The first is the reminder about the history.
第二个就是现在你们要进入迦南地了。
The second is you need to go into the land of Canaan.
要得应许的时候，你们应该要小心的事情。
The things that you need to be careful with when you're about to receive the inheritance.
在进去迦南地以后。
And after they enter the Canaan,
未来可能发生的事情。
Also the things that may come.
你要担心的。
And things that you need to be careful with. And things that you need to obey.
就把写成这三个部分。
So he wrote these three sections.
而这三个部分也成为我们读经心得一个很重要的一个开的钥匙。
So this is also a very important key for us when we read the Bible to open our hearts.
所以十二章里面告诉我们献祭的谨慎。
So in chapter 12 tell us that we need to be careful when we make our sacrifice.
我们的侍奉不是凭着我们的爱好。
Our service or ministry is not according to our pleasures.
因为我这个从小就这个练钢琴。
Just because when I was small, I started to practice piano.
还有我钢琴弹得不错。
And I'm pretty good at it.
我在教会就应该是司琴。
Therefore, I need to play piano in the church.
这个观念对不对？
This is the right concept.
不见得对。
It's not necessarily correct.
看看我的才能愿不愿完全奉献。
The question is whether my ability and skills are I'm ready to offer.
完全奉献的时候就要被雕塑了。
If you're willing to completely offer,
被雕塑的时候，我以前弹琴不是这样子的。
But are you willing to become like that?
为什么现在我以前可以很随性，现在我不能那么随性
？So back then I could do it as I will, but now I cannot.
因此呢，奉献的时候呢，需要怎么样把才干献出去
？So when you make the offering, you need to give your ability.
而不是照着自己的意思。
Not according to your own ideas.
因此呢，我们应该要知道，我们很有才干，并不能够代替这个是神的恩赐。
So when we know we have ability, that substitute God's grace.
这是我经常讲的。
This is something that I say often.
才干是才干，恩赐是恩赐。
Ability is ability, but grace is grace, or gifts is gifts.
恩赐绝对不是你的才干。
Yes, definitely, it's not your ability.
你的才干也不见得是恩赐。
And your ability not necessarily gifts.
但是我们大部分把它画成等号。
But we often make them the same.
哎呀，这个人在某些事情上这个很有才干的时候。
So when we see somebody who has a lot of ability and
say, 哎呀，神给你好多恩赐哦，有没有
？You often say that God gave you a lot of gifts.
这个表示怎么样？我们基督徒对恩赐跟才干根本分不清楚。
That means that we Christians do not separate between make distinction between grace and gifts.
那我们现在开始要分清楚。
那 but we now we need to make a distinction.
不要让人家把我们基督徒看作成糊里糊涂，对不对
？So that we may not be like foolish, seem foolish to outsiders.
我们应该要真正的成为一个基督徒。
We need to be truly a Christian.
神所恩高的人。
And anointed by God.
基督就是恩高的。基督就是恩高
Christ is anointed.
基督徒就是被恩高的人
So Christians are the anointed ones
被恩高的人会糊里糊涂呢
And how can the anointed one be foolish?
应该不是的
No, it should not be so
被恩高的人应该是充满神给我们的智慧知识
Now those who are anointed should be filled with God's wisdom and knowledge
当神恩高我们敬畏耶和华应该是智慧的开端
So when we are anointed, we worship God we should have, this is the beginning of wisdom
这个智慧是因为我们敬畏
It is because we fear.
敬畏里面就怎么样？遵行耶和华的话。
So when we fear, we will follow His commands.
因此呢，当我们看到十三章的时候
，So in chapter 13,
十三章讲到一个很特别的。
There's something special mentioned here.
这个特别里面呢，我们看到十三章第二节。
So in verse 2,
到第三节，我们一起来。
Verse 3, let's read.
这个很适用在我们这个世代里面。
It's very appropriate in our generation.
二旦琴对你说我们去随从你素来所不认识的神侍奉他吧他所显的神迹虽有应验你也不可听那先知或那做梦的人的话因为这是耶和华你们的神试验你们你要知道你们的是尽心尽性爱耶和华你们的神不是虽然神迹有应验啊
Even though there are signs or wonders which are fulfilled,
梦有应验啊。
Even though dreams are fulfilled,
哇，这句话，我们看到神迹有应验，梦有应验，哈利路亚，赞美主啊，对不对
？Oftentimes we see dreams or signs are fulfilled.
我们很少去分辨
，but we rarely differentiate.
是来自于神的，
is from God.
还是来自于这一个神所要试验我们。
Or maybe God testing us.
我们很少去分辨这些。
We rarely distinguish.
只要梦一应验。
As long as the dream is fulfilled.
神迹一应验。
And the signs are fulfilled.
哇，感谢主，赞美主。
Praise the Lord. Thanks to the Lord.
这一些呢，我们就扫掉，看到十三章里面告诉我们。
Then we ignore what's mentioned.
就像我们的身体里面有一个这个淋巴系统，一个这个很重要的这一个功能。
Yeah, as I said, our body is missing the lymphatic system that has important.
血液里面吸收。
So the
养分。
So what the blood.
淋巴里面做排毒的。
The blood receives oxygen and the lymphatic system.
我们领受吸收的时候，我们还有一个系统，有淋巴系统，看看这一个是不是毒啊？
So when we receive, we need to also have a filtering system to see if this is poison.
这一些神迹奇事虽然应验，
so even though these signs or wonders are fulfilled,
生命记十三章里面告诉我们说，这是耶和华要试验我。
He tells us that the Lord is testing us.
你要耶和华的恩。
You want His grace.
神救赎的恩典
and the grace of his redemption,
还是要救赎主
or the Lord himself.
严格讲起来就是这样子
strictly speaking,
你到底是要神还是要救赎主而已，你要救赎主还是救赎主的恩？
So you only want the grace or you want the Lord himself?
当我们看到这圣经当中有好处的时候
So when you see the benefits in the Bible,
今天早上听到一个广告说，哎呀，为什么成功人士都一定要看这一本书
？So I heard about a ad about successful people have to read this book.
这一本书可以让人成功。
But this book makes people successful.
所以看这本书的意思是要成功。
So to read this book is to be successful.
当然，那本书不是圣经啊。
Because that book was not Bible.
今天我们亲近神。
So today when we draw near God,
是要神的恩。
We want His grace.
还是要亲近神？
I want to draw near God.
这一个是神要试验我。
It's what God wants to test us.
让你知道哦，原来我所谓的爱神是爱神的恩，不是爱神。
That you know that what you want really is the grace, not God.
当你能够从这一种迷糊的攀离里面走出来的时候
，When you can walk out of this foolishness,
你的信仰又迈进一大步。
Then your faith will grow.
你对于神真正要给你的信仰。你又开始更深的认识。
Then you know more about the Lord in your faith.
那我们看到《生命记》里面是阶段性的告诉我们怎么样子去厘清。
So in the book of Deuteronomy, tell us how we in sequence to go near Him.
当我在读到《生命记》的时候
，So when I read Deuteronomy,
再一次的把它很细细的在品味的时候。
So when I carefully put it together in detail,
我就决意在礼拜二神学院的课程里面讲这个祭司判断的乌灵跟土冥。
So I set my mind to talk about the priest's Urim and Thummim.
里面就会有很细部的提到所谓的这一个神迹奇事，我们应该怎么样去认定。
So it tells us then in detail how we should confirm what is a signs and wonder.
所以神会在很多的地方来让我们明白我们的信仰。
So God would give us many places, times and places to make us understand our faith.
用我们可以侍奉的机会来试验我们。
And you, by through the ministry or service to test us.
他在金钱上，他怎么样？他来试验我们。
So also test us in money.
你是爱这个钱呢，还是爱神的命令过于这个钱呢？
Do you love God, or do you love money, or do you love His commands over the money?
并且在我们的行为上面，他来试验我们。
And also in our deeds, He will test us.
知识虽然懂了，我们的生命里面有没有做得更好
？So even though we may have understanding, but in our life, can we do better?
从这三点里面，就可以去看见我们是爱恩，还是爱那个施恩的主。
So from these three, you can see whether we love the grace or we love the Lord who give us grace.
我们经常只喜欢恩。
We often love the grace.
如果一个人开始懂得感恩的时候
，When somebody understands to give thanks,
那一个不仅仅是神赐给他恩
，Then it's not just the grace that God's given them.
他更需要那施恩的主。
They need even more the Lord that gives the grace.
这个是13章里面给我们看到的。
This is what chapter 13 and 14.
13章给我们看到的。
14章
里面
，chapter 14，
给我们看到一个恩典。
It shows us a grace.
就是神做事情是怎么样，是非常的让我们享受的。
Whatever God does is really for us to enjoy.
14章24节。
14:24.
当耶和华你神赐福你的时候
，When the Lord gives you blessings.
耶和华你神所选择要立他为名的地方，若离你太远
，But if the place is too distant and you have been blessed,
那个路也太长
，You cannot carry because it's too far from you.
使你不能把这物带到那里
，So you cannot carry your tithe.
那你就怎么样可以折现
？Then you can exchange.
用这个现在那个地方再买那个食物来享受神要给你的。
Then you can exchange for food to enjoy what God gives you.
而在14章24节里面。
So in chapter 14, verse 24,
告诉我们一个原则，侍奉神不是那么辛苦的。
So telling us that a principle here that serving the Lord is not it's not hardship.
要的是我们的那一个内心。
What God wants is our heart.
不是守住那一个规条。
It's not to keep the regulation.
那么那个规条跟内心有什么差别呢？
What's the difference between the regulation and our heart?
当你有爱神的心的时候。
When you have a love for God.
那不是因为你爱神。
It's not because you love God.
圣经给我们的观念，那是因为神的爱在你里头。
But the Bible tells us because God's love is in you.
所以你守住神所吩咐的，变成非常的简单。
So what God asks you to keep will become very easy.
因为不是你能够守的。
It's not because things that you cannot keep.
是神的爱在你里头。
But it's because God's loving you.
用这种观念来反思的时候，当我行不出来的时候，我爱神的心不够完全。
So when you think about this, then you realize your heart, your love for God is not complete
for
God.
我接纳神的爱不够完全。
Mean you have not accepted all His love.
我们更需要再看看哪里有缺陷，我们应该要去弥补的。
So whatever is missing, we need to fulfill it.
第十五章给我们看到，开始一个甘心乐意的奉献。
So in chapter 15, tells us a free will offering.
也就是当我们看到一个奴仆呢。这一个他不愿意这一个离开他的主人的时候
So when a servant is not willing to leave his master
他就要拿一个锥子将他的耳朵在门上刺透
So he's going to have his ear pierced with an awl through the door
是刺耳朵的锥子哈
It's an earlobe
不是从这里刺透那就死掉了
It's not going through directly into the ear otherwise you're going to die
这一个就是穿耳洞
This is to pierce the earlobe
变永为你的仆人
He'll become your servant for life
表示呢这个仆人他怎么样他知道我要怎么样我要完全的奉献
So this servant knows that he needs to make complete offering or sacrifice
那么在这一个旧约里面的这个穿耳洞
So in the Old Testament of
passing through the Lord 开耳朵
To open the ears
这开通的耳朵耶稣基督在新约里面怎么解释呢
You know how Jesus explained this open the ears.
你曾赐给我一个身体。
So you have given me a body.
开通的耳朵就是身体。
So to have the ears open is the body.
就完全的献上。
It's a complete offering.
我成为怎么样？奴仆。
So I become a servant.
这个奴仆是在那一个阶段里面是最低最低的层次。
At that level is the lowest.
最低的一个层次的奴仆。
It's the lowest level form of a servant.
我愿意成为奴仆。
I'm willing to become a servant.
这个甘心乐意到怎么样？我完全的献上。
To be free in your offering, to sacrifice.
这个呢，就是一个态度。
So this is an attitude.
我们不只要他的救恩，我们更要施救恩的主。
So not only we want the grace, but even more the Lord that gives grace.
因为主人待我实在太好了。
Because the master is so good to me.
我需要与主永远在一起
So I want to be with this master always
所以就要有一个手续
So we need to have this order
开通的耳朵
We need to have an open ear
这项手续呢就是完全的献上
So this process is a complete offering
第16章里面
So in chapter 16
告诉我们说你要注意亚比叶
So you need to be careful about Abib
这个亚比叶呢向耶和华你神守逾越节
So to celebrate the Passover of the Lord,
因为那一个阶段是什么？神从你把埃及地拯救出来。
Because during that segment, it's the Lord who rescued from Egypt.
这告诉我们什么呢?
What is it telling us?
我们基督徒有没有常常感恩?
That as Christians, are we always giving thanks?
我们跟非基督徒真的不太一样。
That we are truly different from non-Christians.
我们没有被这世界很多的事情所绑住成为奴仆。
We are not bound as a bondage. We are not in bondage to the world.
还是我们像以色列人一样，常常想回到埃及去。
Or are we like a Israelites who like to go back to Egypt?
什么都不能做，那个也不能做，又不能骗人。
So as a Christians, believing in Jesus, we cannot do this or that, and cannot even see people.
真好哦。
But it's good to be a Gentile.
也许我们在信仰的过程当中，真的有闪过这些念头。
So maybe we have these thoughts through the faith.
那这告诉我们呢，我们要纪念我们曾经在那个地方是被捆绑。
But it tells us we need to remember that we were in bondage in Egypt.
我们因为着金钱被那世界所捆绑。
But because of money, we were slaves in bondage.
我们再多的时间就是为赚钱。
So all time we have was to make money.
我们不知道神在这个世界上给我们真正的目的是什么。
We don't know what the true purpose God gives us on this earth.
赚钱不是不对。
It's not wrong to make money.
但那不是绝对的。
But it's not the only thing.
我们要知道神给我们的是什么。
We need to know what God gives us.
所以当我们看到我们不应该在过去的日子里面那一个被捆绑的时候，我们还想到那个日子。
So when we look at ourselves still thinking about the days that we should not be in.
我们要纪念在埃及做过奴仆。
We need to remember that we were slaves in Egypt.
而这一个纪念当做奴仆的时候，你就怎么样？你就会善待奴仆。
So when you remember those days, you'll treat your slaves well.
我们看到美国的很多好的福利。
We see that there are a lot of great.
欧美也有很多的好的福利。
A lot of benefits in the United States, also in Europe.
但是好的福利呢，包括怎么样？来到这个地方不是美国公民的人。
And a lot of people come to the United States, even they receive these aids, and they are not even Americans.
但是好意被滥用了。
But it's being abused.
我们就看到呢，这一个。就是怎么样，圣经里面的那个善待在你们当中寄居。
So this is to treat well those foreigners who live among you.
因为你要纪念你曾经当过奴仆。
Because you must remember you were slaves in Egypt.
当你开始纪念你过去还没信主的时候被捆绑的那一个刹那。
So if you remember the times when before you came to Christ.
请明白过去被罪恶捆绑的那种痛苦。
And the pain, the suffering and pain you suffered.
你就可以有能力去安慰别人。
Then you have ability to comfort others.
你就可以靠着耶稣基督的宝血，我们重新的在地上有天上的喜乐。
That by the blood of Jesus, you will be able to have the joy on earth as in heaven.
第十七章
，Chapter 17.
只是王不可为自己加添马匹。
So do not add to yourself.
既是要纪念过去在埃及成为奴仆。
You got to remember the days when you were slaves in Egypt.
十七章就告诉我们不要回去埃及。
It tells us not to return to Egypt.
这里面十七章给我们看到的不可回去的时候，倒要怎么样？经常的这一个诵读。
So that we need to constantly be reminded.
十七章是圣经里面有这个生命记里面这一处里面提到君王在。就任的时候呢，他要怎么样？他以后他每一天都要诵读，并且要抄写。
So it tells us that he in chapter 17 in book of Deuteronomy that as a king he must a ruler must remember and write it down in a scroll.
十七章十八节，他登了国位，就要将祭司立位人面前的这律法书为自己抄录一本。
So when he takes the throne of his kingdom, he's write for himself on a scroll a copy of this law.
因为以前那个书卷哈。就是归类好的 就这一卷这个就传下来的
So in the back then the scroll was all arranged and is passed down from generation to generation
如果今天我们圣经教会只有一本
So today if we have only one book in the church
每一个要受洗的基督徒都要自己抄录一本
And every Christian that baptized need to make a copy of the Bible himself
受洗的人就很少
Then that would be very few people who baptized
看圣经都没时间还有抄圣经开玩笑嘛
You must be joking. There's not enough time to read the Bible, let alone make a copy of the Bible.
这国王登位的时候
when the king takes the throne,
摩西已经预言到这一个以色列他们以后会 要自己找一个国王。
Moses already prophesied that the people of Israel will eventually seek a king for themselves.
生命记这一卷律法书的重要性。
So this is the importance of the book of laws.
摩西呢告诉他们说，你们这个这个王登基的时候怎么样，也要怎么样为自己抄录一本。
So Moses wrote here that when the king takes the throne of his kingdom, he should write for himself a scroll, a copy.
免得心高气傲，偏左偏右。
So that he may not be proud and walk to the left or to the right.
为的是要让他在国位上的日子长久。
So that his throne may endure.
所以劝我们读圣经，是要我们怎么样？是要我们真正的抓住了神给我们儿女的位分。
So to read the Bible is for us to grab onto the status of sons and daughters of God.
所以这个生命记的重要性是国王上登基的时候要抄录一遍。
So the importance of Deuteronomy is that the king must take a copy of the scroll.
圣经里面有讲到三处。
So in the Bible talk about three.
这是第一处。
This is the first time.
第二处呢，就是呢，过了约旦河以后，要立成石头，抹上灰。在灰上面把这律法书的原文写在上面。
So the second time is after they cross the Jordan, they have to set up the 12 stones and then put the plaster on the stone, and they have to put the laws on the stone.
立约。
This is to set covenant.
这种立约呢
？This kind of covenant setting.
就是要让以色列人永远知道。
Just to make the Israelites remember always.
这一个是在这一个生命记第二十七章的时候就有提到。
So this is mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 27.
过了约旦河当天要立起几块大石头，漫上石灰。
So after they cross the river Jordan, Jordan River, they have to set up the stones and put plasters over the stones.
把这律法的一切话写在石头上。
And have to inscribe the words of the law on the stones.
所以这个石头一定很大。
So these stones must be big.
整片。
And it has to be in big pieces.
要我们的话，我们就怎么样？我们就哦，把它磨一磨。
Otherwise, we just kind of touch it.
上面写着遵守耶和华的律法。
And we may just write down, obey the laws of the Lord.
就像很多人读圣经，就是读圣经后面的那两个字，圣经。
So just like some people,
有没有读圣经？有，读了圣经。
They read only the two words, Holy Bible.
我一天读完一遍圣经。
So they read the whole book of Bible one day.
他讲一切的话。
He says here the entire words.
哇，不得了！你读生命记会不会很枯燥啊
？Gosh, when you read the Deuteronomy, don't you feel like kind of dry?
他们要把生命记的一切话漫在这个石头上的这个灰，一个一个把它写下来。
Now you have to write all the words of Deuteronomy on stones.
国王登基要抄录一遍。
So when the king takes the throne, he needs to write for himself a scroll, a copy. Not only so.
七年。
For 7 years.
每七年。这个逾越节的时候
，So every 7 years，
对不起，祝棚节的时候
，So in the Feast of the Tabernacles，
每七年祝棚节的时候
，So during the Feast of Tabernacles，
这个生命记第31章第十节里面提到
，So in chapter 31 verse 10 it's mentioned，
那时候怎么样？在这个定期在祝棚节的时候，以色列人要到耶和华的面前来
，That every 7 years all the people of Israel need to come before the Lord，
要在众人面前把这律法念给他们听。
That they should read the law before them in their hearing.
所以这一个律法书重不重要
？So how important is these laws?
旧约的时候，国王登基啊，就要做这一遍。
So when the king takes the throne in the Old Testament, they need to do this whole thing one time.
进入应许之地还没有得应许哦。
They haven't even gone into the land. I mean, they've gone into the land, but not received the promise yet.
刚刚过约旦河。
They only just crossed the Jordan River.
哎呀，神给我们有信心的时候是怎么来？要知道这律法书。
So when God gives us faith, how does it come? By reading the law.
因此圣经给我们一句话说，律法书全备能苏醒人心。
That's why the Bible says that the law revives the soul.
不是把它全部背起来哈。
It's not just memorize them.
是完全啊完备的意思。
Meaning it's a complete.
也是八章里面。
So in chapter 18.
给我们看到说，利未人无论聚居在以色列的哪一座城
，So the Levites who whether in the cities that they live in in Israel，
若从那里出来，一心愿意到耶和华所选择的地方
，and comes in all earnest to the place the Lord will choose，
这一个就是讲到整个我们蒙召的经验。
So it talks about all the people who have been called.
一心愿意。
Those who are willing.
就是我们要进入这个神给我们的应许里头的时候。
To enter this promise.
我们必要找到一个真正神要给我们的地位。
We need to find a place that God chooses.
当然我们有儿女的地位。
So of course we have sonship.
那这个我们真正的地位是什么？
But what's our true place?
圣经里面给我们每一个人都有用普遍性的那种应许。
In the Bible, it gives all of us this generalized promise.
传福音啊。
To preach the gospel.
这一些是普遍的应许。
This is a general promise.
什么是特殊的应许？
What's a special promise?
你要从普遍的应许去找到。
You need to go, find it from general promises.
今天我们最后读到19章。
So today we finish chapter 19.
终于把前面的课程赶完了。
We finish up, catch up to the lesson.
今天读经应该从17章读到19章。
So today's lesson is, a reading is from 17 to 19.
19章第19节，你们就要待他如同他想要待的兄弟。
Chapter 19, verse 19. Then to him as he intended to do to his brother.
这样就把那恶从你们中间除掉。
You must purge the evil from among you.
如果你看上文跟下文的时候。
So when you read what's above and what's beneath.
如果你没有从圣经的原则性来看。
If you don't look at it from the principles of the Bible.
这个好像是以恶报恶。
It seems as if it's evil for evil.
以辱骂还辱骂。
And for tooth for tooth.
因为这里告诉我们嘛，你们要待他如同他想要待弟兄的。
So he tells you here, you need to bring to your brother as you intended to do to him.
所以如果你抓住生命记这个重点，没有从圣经的总原则来看的时候，
But if you just grab onto this without the general principle of the Bible,
有啊，圣经告诉我们可以怎么样以恶报恶。
You say that, yeah, the Bible says you can do evil against evil.
你们要待他如同他想要待兄弟的嘛。
Because you're supposed to do to him as you intended to do to the brother.
那这样呢，就把恶从他你们中间除掉了。如果你这样待他的话，这个恶就除掉了。
Because then you'll be able to purge the evil from among us.
这是完全曲解了圣经里面的意思。
This is already twisting the meaning of the Bible.
那么一个真正的意思是什么呢？
What a true meaning?
一真正的意思，圣经里面有一个原则性的例子，就是哈曼。
So there's a principle shown in the story about Haman.
你知道吗？哈曼做了一个很大的木架。
That he built a gallows.
他想要吊谁？
Who was he supposed to hang?
啊，莫迪改。
Mordecai.
结果呢？
And what happened?
吊谁呀？
So what did he end up? He ended up hanging himself.
这句话的圣经意思是这样子。
This is what the Bible is saying here.
深渊在主啊，主必报应。
Because the revenge is the Lord's, and He will avenge.
这样恶就从你们中间除掉。
In this way, the evil will be purged from us.
当我们看到这个英国把这个鸦片卖到中国的时候
，So when we saw that England sold opium to China，
从哪个地方开始卖呢
？So where did they start？
从这个印度跟缅甸那边。
It started with India and adjacent nation。
结果受最大严重的是就是印度跟缅甸。
So the actually India and the other nation were suffered the most。
虽然有烧到一点点的波及，很快就被怎么扑灭。
So even though they influenced China, but it was quickly extinguished.
那后来呢
？Later on,
这个英国呢，到现在怎么样
？About England,
告诉你，从这一个英国哈、啊，这一个它的很大的版图里面呢、啊，全世界里面有多大的版图，慢慢萎缩到现在只剩下英国这么一个小的地方。
So the empire of England used to be huge. Now it's only just a small island.
19世纪伟大的帝国。
So it was a great empire in the 19th century.
就是因为没有把握住神给他真正的那个应许。
It's because they did not hold on to the promise that God gave them.
他在世界上唯一做几件的好事。
They were only one who did a few good things in the world.
其中有一件就是把土地归还给以色列。
One was to give the land back to Israel.
因为当时这个耶路撒冷是他的属地。
Because Jerusalem was there.
第二就是有一个英国王听到哈利路亚时候站起来。
The second thing is when they hear Hallelujah, they would stand up.
要不然现在很多的英国的教堂啊都在关轮子。
Otherwise, a lot of churches have been closed.
英国很多的教堂的大教堂的牧师不相信耶稣基督从童女玛利亚怀孕生出来。
A lot of pastors in the English church do not believe that Jesus was born of Immaculate Conception.
已经偏离了这一个真正的一个救赎。
They already departed from the true self, redemption.
这一件就是报应会很快的临到。
Just remember that revenge will quickly
come. 不需要我们去做这一个以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
We don't need to pay evil for evil or tooth for tooth.
以牙还牙，以眼还眼是神的工作。
Eye for eye, tooth for tooth is God's work.
只是说你打掉人家的一个眼睛，你要用眼睛去还人家。
So in other words, when you destroy somebody's eye, you need to
等同的价值。
You need to give back the equivalent and value.
这个是圣经的原则。
This is a Bible.
愿神祝福我们每一个人。
May the Lord bless each one of us. Let's pray.
爱我们天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
让我们从生命记里面
from Book of Deuteronomy
更加的认识你。
We know you more.
让我们从生命记的话语里头
from the words of Deuteronomy
这些律法的规条
all these regulations of the law
让我们看起来不是在那么生硬
and that they are so hard.
而是神，你有恩典在里头
but because of grace in them.
你有你的圣灵指引我们
May the Holy Spirit lead us.
让我们守住这一些律法的时候
when we keep these laws.
是因为你的爱在我们的里头
It is because you are loving us.
我们感谢你
We give you thanks.
奉耶稣的名祷告
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.